Andy.
Hello, Katie. How are you?
Good. The last time I saw you in any capacity, you were dancing with your family.
Was like, huh?
Was my favorite
We
thing at
did. We
Christmas.
did.
Yeah.
When you have the insomnia and you're scrolling the TikTok in the middle of the night, you get a wild hair that you need to do that TikTok trend with your family on Christmas morning. So we did. We did.
I think
We
the most
did.
surprising was your nephew, Will, with the trombone. I was like, wow, she even got him to do it. Look at
Yeah.
that.
Well, of course, like it's not an option. You don't get to opt out. What do you mean? But the most of the people on TikTok that were doing it don't have an actual trombone. And so they all were using brooms and paper towel on the broom. Like they put the roll of paper towels on the broomstick and make that into their trombone. But he has an actual trombone that he knows how to play. So we had him pull that out.
I love it.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was funny the number of people were surprised at my expressiveness and my showmanship. And I was like, really?
Theater
Man,
girl.
this ain't nothing. Y'all should have seen me in Bye Bye Birdie in 1984.
In 1984. Oh, I love it.
I was sad girl and I was tearing it up.
I bet.
Anyway, so Katie, catch us up on what's been going on.
Well, Christmas was actually really peaceful, which is not normal for my Christmas in the last 5 or 6 years or so, but it was great. My parents don't listen to this podcast, so we can talk about them, but y'all know every year we play the game of what are Katie's parents going to give her for Christmas? Just as a refresher to the people, it has been literal trash out of their friends' trash cans. It has been my own artwork given back to me. It has been free gifts that they get at conferences. It has been 20-year-old gifts that they forgot about in the back of the closet and whipped out 20 years later for me to unwrap. And this year, I mean, I got some okay stuff, but they just forgot it all. So I was the forgotten child this year. Mom was like, oh, we forgot yours. Oh, we forgot yours. And then they mailed me some of it and I asked about the other things and they said there was like this dead silence on the other line, on the end of the line, and they said, oh, I guess we forgot it again. Okay. All right. So half my Christmas was just left. So, yeah. But the best
There you go.
gift
That's
actually,
what reminds me. Will's girlfriend brought me my present, and I was like, "Honey, why did you buy me a present?
Yeah.
I am Will's aunt or pant, as he likes to call me, and you're 19, 20, whatever it is. Don't buy me a present." But she forgot Julie and Lewis's presents. So yeah,
Those are the ones.
same sort of passive aggressive pie being served up. But yeah, I opened my present. I said, "That's very nice. Don't ever do that again."
Don't do that again.
And no, I didn't buy you a present because
Yeah.
you're my nephew's girlfriend. That's weird. Goodbye. Anyway.
My nephew actually got the gift of the season this year. So, I don't talk about them a lot on here so as not to perturb my brother, but my nephew's a big bird fella. He has ducks and geese and chickens and rhea and pigeons and all kinds of birds, parakeets, cockatoos, all these things that chirp at you. And so he wants to start collecting Audubon prints of birds, which is lovely. Happy to do it. He was like, I don't want the originals. I was like, you're not getting the originals, buddy. I'm not looking for that. I'll get you some prints. Anyway, so my parents, of course, gave him a print of rabbits.
Close, close.
That child has
That's
not owned a
close.
rabbit since he was like five. Yeah. He was like, what is this? I don't know. So I have this great picture of him holding up this picture of rabbits. Like, what the hell? So we just sat there and laughed. But it was a good day. It was a sweet day. It was fine. So that was nice. New Year's Eve, you know, is one of my least favorite days of the year. And honey put herself to bed at 6:45. And I was not far behind. Because it just was
Good dog.
not, you
Good
know,
dog.
yeah. Football is going well in the college landscape. It's giving us plenty of fodder to talk about. Lane Kiffin continues to be a douchebag, and that's always fun to watch. It's like watching as the world turns. And I really, really hope for LSU that they lose every game available to them next year. I really do. I hope they get the coach that they deserve. That's been interesting. We've got a couple more games by the time this comes out. The semifinals will be in full swing, so we're winding down. So that's been fun to watch. There's been some good football. So it's been good games and a lot of fun. But I am already looking forward. I'm already looking forward to next month and our beloved Olympics.
A month from yesterday.
Yes, I'm so excited. So excited. They've picked the hockey teams tonight. I know this will not air today. So tonight is the women's figure skating. So the trials are in full swing now. So I have put a link in the show notes to the schedule from NBC that has the trials as well as the full Olympic schedule so you can know what's coming up. But that is tonight, the 7th. And I haven't looked too much further past that, but I'm sure that there'll be some good trials coming up even before we start in a month. So I'm excited. Mandy, I think my challenge is to figure out what the heck they eat in Milan. And figure out how to find it in Vienna, Georgia. So I'm gonna start working on that. There may be some trips to some better grocery stores than the pig. So we'll just have to see. But
Yes, because as we learned,
next
there's
goal.
no such thing as Italian food.
Right.
It's very regional. So.
Yes. And I can't just get pasta. I could just get pasta and call it Italian and be done with it. But you know, we don't do that around here. We just don't. We go big or go home. And so I'm going
Right.
to do some research and hopefully by next week, maybe Mandy and I can come up with some Milanese recipes because we're in Milan, Italy this time. So there we go. So
Indeed,
the thing is
indeed.
linked. I cannot wait. There's been a lot, Manny. I don't know if you've seen it. There's been a lot of interviews with the women's figure skater that retired when she was like 14 and now she's back and like she's pierced her gums. She was on 60
No, I
Minutes
have
the other
not.
night. Oh, yeah. She was on 60 Minutes the other night. Alyssa, maybe is her name. She was like 4'7. The last time she competed in Worlds. And now she's, you know, it's 3 or 4 years later and she's taller and stronger. She's not as dainty and petite. And she's also pierced her upper gums. And it's quite the thing.
Ouch.
Yes, that's what I say as well. So we're already finding some good characters. And a lot of my friends that watch hockey have said that the hockey teams are stacked. And so that'll be good. So it'll be fun to watch. I'm very excited.
I did see that, and I think this is right. I think it's the first black woman was chosen to be on the hockey team.
And I think she's a captain. I think they had her on the Today Show, and I caught the end of her interview. She is beautiful and she's
I know she's from Cleveland
very
because
tall.
Travis Kelce shouted her out
Oh, I love that.
on their podcast today.
She's very
Yeah, I think
tall.
Layla something maybe.
Yeah, so she'll kick ass and take names. I'm excited for it. So I'm really excited. I thought about, my love of the spreadsheet during football means that, I keep up with points and all this stuff. And I thought, well, what can my little group do during the Olympics? But we all want USA to win. So it's not like we're gonna, we have our own teams and stuff. So we'll just have fun
Well,
watching and texting and whatever. So it'll be fun.
I'm good. Well, good.
Yeah. So Mandy, catch us up on your world.
Lord, I don't even know.
First of all, is your sister okay? You had mentioned that she was going to have some surgery, so I assume that everything went well with that and she's good.
It
Okay, good.
did. She's fine. Nurses are great patients, let me tell you. But thankfully, she did great. And so there wasn't a whole lot of worst case scenarioing going. I did hear the first day she was home, she was in the bathroom, like she was having to pee, like, every whip stitch, as you do after you've had IV fluids. And she says, Alexa, what does frequent urination, post laparoscopic, blah, 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 full medical terminology while sitting on the toilet peeing, asking Alexa, and I just yell out, it means you got IV fluids.
Got to come out at some point.
God bless her. She cannot stop herself. But anyway, no, that went well. And that was the week before Christmas. And Lewis's children arrived. His son arrived about an hour after we got home from surgery. Brad got there. And then his daughter and her husband got there. Like, that surgery was on Thursday. I think they got there Saturday morning. So that was fun to have them in town. And then, so they left, I think on the 22nd, they left. And so then we had Christmas. We had the aforementioned family performance. Julie did not feel well enough to go to church on Christmas Eve, and Will bailed on me, so I didn't get to go to church on Christmas Eve, which I hated. But Mom and I did go to church on the Sunday before Christmas, so I did at least get my West End United Methodist fix.
Not untied, but united.
Yes, United. I have to make a point of adding that in these days. So that was good. And then Lewis headed to Denver. He was originally going on the 27th, and then he didn't go until the 30th. But the 30th is Mom's birthday, so we went out to dinner for Mom's birthday, so that was nice. And then I came back here on the 2nd. So listen, I was gone for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Got home and I had no internet. And long story short, I got home on Friday. It is now Wednesday. And I now have internet as of approximately, I don't know, 2 hours ago, maybe. So,
Yay.
literally have had men in this condo for, 2.5 days trying to fix the stinking internet, which is great because, the dog does really well with people coming and going. It's
I
a
was
real
going to
forte
ask
of
if you
hers.
still had the dog.
I still have the dog. I dropped her off in Birmingham, and then picked her back up on the way home. In the interim, she had a whole panel of allergy tests done, and we'll just say we are peas in a pod, me and Mercy.
All the thing.
She too is allergic to grass. and dust and trees. And basically cannot have any people food, which, okay, that's fine. Etta had bad pancreatitis, so she could never have any people food either. But I mean, she can't have any people food. That means no pumpkin. That means no yogurt. That means no anything with flavoring in it.
Really?
So, like, she can't even have like the typical probiotic that I use because it has flavoring. She can't have pill pockets because it has flavoring and wheat
Ooh.
in it.
Ooh. What can she eat? Like
And
rice?
she has to be, no, she can eat her specialized dog food. Full stop. That's it, Katie. That is it. And thankfully, the rescue is providing the dog
I was about to
food for me
say.
because I think that dog food's like $150 a bag. Like it's steep.
Is there
So
not like
yeah. So
a.
I will soak that.
I was just going to ask, like, are there allergy
Go ahead.
shots for dogs like there are for people?
Well, she's on two meds right now that the vet has said she will need to be on for a year to see if they can just kind of get them stabilized. There's something like called Apoquel or something that a lot of dogs will get. I think that's an allergy shot. There is a shot that some dogs get, but so they're going to try this because when she
Okay.
came in, her feet were all infected.
Yeah.
And so her feet are finally healed. And so they think they have found the right combination. And so they're going to say, plan is for her to be on these two meds for at least a year to see if that kind of gets everything stabilized. The bad news is these medicines give her horrible diarrhea. So, but I can't give her anything to combat the
No
diarrhea because
pumpkin.
she can't have pumpkin and she can't have the probiotics. So we're trying to find a probiotic that has no flavoring in it. And then I just bought it. Betsy had texted me at one point because, Betsy's a vet tech so that she can get the discount
Yeah.
because she has like four or five dogs herself. But so she was like, I just talked to my boss and she said that to give her was it slimy? It wasn't slimy. It was something elm. And it was like slimy elm. And
Okay.
I read it as slimy eel. I read it as slimy eel. And I was like, oh, that'll smell really good, I'm sure. But
Yeah.
then Betsy was like, never mind. She's allergic to elm trees. She can't have slimy elm.
Oh.
So we decided she could have some psyllium. And so I ordered and received from Whole Foods today psyllium husks. Which I had read about, like I think on TikTok, I had heard about that as like a insoluble fiber.
Yeah.
And so I've ordered that, but I'm like, well, now how the heck do I give it to her? Because it says you have to dissolve it in water or it could choke you.
Oh God.
And so anyway, so what I do is I will take some of her food. Thankfully, we're not worried about her weight. If anything, she's underweight. So I can take her food and I soak it in warm water and blend it up and put that in Kongs. And that's like the only sort of treat sort of thing she can have. So I have added some psyllium to the food soaking
What?
concoction and hopefully that will help. God bless her.
I mean, God bless
Here
you.
we
God
are.
bless her. God bless the rescue for footing the bill for it. That's not a small commitment to make for any of y'all. And she's precious, I'm sure, and deserves to be loved. But like, phew.
Yeah, it's a
Phew.
lot. So, but she's behaviorally, you can tell she's chilling out a little bit.
Good.
She's, had a time with all these men, in and out of the condo, but old Tommy. Who today, Tommy remembered that the last time he was here, he had promised to bring me some Slocum tomatoes and then he
Oh.
forgot because he had spinal surgery, Katie. But Tommy today was like, I said, Tommy, can I let her out of her crate and listen? And he goes, oh, yeah, it's fine. She don't bother me. So We did some manners work with Tommy here today, and he said she's doing better than she was yesterday. I said, okay, well, good, Tommy.
Let
I'm
me tell you
glad
how
you're
much I
doing
love that you are on a first name
better.
basis with your tech from the internet company.
Listen, I texted him at 7:30 this morning. Tommy, I got some good news and I got some bad news. Oh, Lord.
I
Anyway.
know. Yeah.
So, needless to say, he's now Wednesday at 2:39. And have I circled back with any of the people who I told I would circle back with them back, before Christmas? No, I have not. No, I have not. There's been no circling back. I have so much to do. It is ridiculous. But here we are.
Here we are,
Happy New Year,
fra
damn it.
la la. I
Golly.
mean, I was hoping 2026 would be, I don't know what I was hoping for, but so far I'm not sure that we're gonna have a better world 2026 than we had in 2025.
Listen, I got up Monday morning and drove to get my shot. I took Mercy with me because I have a new neighbor. Who's going to be here for several months, he
Oh,
said.
okay.
And I didn't know that at the time. I thought it was just, I have since met him. I think he'll be fine with Mercy barking her full head off when I leave. But I didn't know that at the time. And it was first thing in the morning. So I took her with me. So she barked her full head off in the back seat of the car because I wouldn't let her sit in the front seat. It was a glorious trip, 30-minute drive to the allergist. I show up and they're like, oh, we don't have you on the schedule. And I'm like,
Whoop.
oh, so I'm like pulling up my appointment reminder. I said, is today the 7th?
No.
They said, no, today's the 5th. I said, oh, I thought I was 30 minutes late. I'm 2 days early. Sorry. So they gave me my shot anyway. But
That's
listen,
nice.
that's how I started it off. Just,
Yeah.
here we are,
Here we are.
already out of the gate. With efficiency, we're doing it.
Yep.
Anyway,
Ra la la.
great. It's great.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. So, well, Katie, tell us about your book. I'm excited to hear about these.
So I have two books. I'm going to try to read more instead of scroll more. I don't make resolutions, but like that's my life goal in general. I think it's time to read more. I've thought about taking up needlepoint, something to do with my brain instead of just scrolling.
Yeah.
And so I have read two books since last we met, and one of them was a very easy read and a great read, but one of them is by Ellen Hildebrand, and I know we've talked about some of hers before, like the Hotel Nantucket, whatever. This one is with her daughter, Sarah Cunningham, and it's a very good, easy, it's almost a summer kind of read, even though it's about a school. But it's called The Academy. It's about a boarding school and the personalities and the teachers and the administrators and the craziness that comes with a very privileged group of people. And it was really, really good. It did not disappoint. It is maybe set in a place that would tend to appeal to younger readers. But I mean, if you like Ellen Hildebrand, you're gonna like it anyway, no matter where she sets it. So I highly recommend The Academy. And then the other book that's probably one, it's not a very hard read. I have a lady in my church. She's very, very smart. She's a former teacher, and she does not like a book if she doesn't have to look up any words. It is not a book like that, but it is
Okay.
a beautiful story. It is heart wrenching and redeeming and beautiful. And I don't want to give it away, so I won't say anything. But I cannot recommend enough. By Monica Wood. It's called How to Read a Book. And it is not a how-to on how to read a book. It's about a book club in a women's prison. And it is delightful. It is sweet. And it is hope giving. So I highly recommend How to Read a Book by Monica Wood.
Sounds like a good way to start the new year.
It is a great way to start the new year. It was it's not a very long read either, so it will not take you long at all to read it, but it's probably one of my favorite books I read in 2025.
Well, good.
Yeah,
Okay.
so Mandy, tell us about your favorites.
I got no favorites. I got no favorites. First of all, I
You
thought
didn't
I
get
had
anything good for
books and
Christmas?
food this week, so
Well, you
that
can
was
do
my
that.
first problem. Oh, I no, it's fine. I came up with a few things. The first one is something I got for Christmas. It's because I asked for it, but I did get it for Christmas. Short sleeve sweaters. I love
Necessary.
a short sleeve sweater,
Necessary.
especially where we live. I had asked for one and received one from J. Crew. I'll
Love
link
it.
it if I can find it. But it's I don't it's not cashmere. I think it's just wool, but it's just like perfect for right now. It's a little warm. It's actually a little warm. I have the air conditioning on currently in my
It's
house.
75 here.
But it's good for in the morning time right now. But anyway, I just love a short sleeve sweater. That was one thing I could think of that I liked as
Love
I
it.
sat and tried to think of favorites. Well, this is a big favorite. I'm doing Whole30. That
Okay.
was another thing. Can we talk about my Whole30 beginning? So I was gonna start it the day I left Nashville. And my sister and I had gone to Trader Joe's and I had picked up some cream, some almond milk creamer. I did not notice that not only was it vanilla, it was sweetened.
Oh.
And I used to drink sugar in my coffee, but the first time I did Whole30, it cured me of that. And now I cannot abide sweet flavored coffee. It makes me want to spit it out at you. I do not enjoy it. And so I made my cup of coffee at my sister's and it was sweet. And I was like, oh, to hell with this. And I got real milk out and made myself a real latte. And then since, it was game on, it was game on. I got home that night and I had no internet. And, so then it's really pissed off. Would you like to know what I had for dinner that night, Katie?
I'm gonna say some kind of dessert.
Now, I had a box of Kraft macaroni and
There we go.
cheese and almost an entire tin of Sister Schubert rolls.
There we go. There we go. Do it. If you're gonna do it.
Go big or go home.
Yes.
And that's exactly what my scale said to me the next morning when I stepped on
Same. I gained a
it.
couple pounds over the holidays back.
So I then ordered from Whole Foods my trusty nut pods, which I have always done when I've gone, non-dairy before. And my favorite of the nut pods is the original unflavored nut pod, because as we have established, I do not enjoy sweet coffee. On the Whole Foods website, they had a large carton of the unsweetened, unflavored nut pod. I ordered that. I also ordered, no, I think that's all I ordered. I can't remember now. It all runs together. I did not get that large carton of nut pod creamer. So I don't know what I did. I can't remember now what I did. I must have gotten an alternative. I can't remember. Anyway, I think I got a small flavored one is what happened. So I just went ahead and the next morning I used that. I reordered again from Whole Foods. And so this time I ordered the large unflavored, I ordered two small unflavored, and I ordered a different brand of unflavored almond milk. Would you like to know, Katie, what I received in my order?
Sweetened vanilla almond milk.
Yes. I think I did get that. Yes, I think that was one of them.
Of course.
I also got a quart, a pint, whatever it is, of half and half.
Which is not even.
I can't drink that for a month. Betsy was like, "You still need to do Whole30." I was like, "No, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it." So anyway, I now have 1,011 small unflavored nut pods. Anyway, all of that to say, the other thing that I'm killing on the Whole30 that I'm currently doing are the sumo oranges.
I love
Now,
it.
listen, I can't get them at the Walmart in Santa Rosa. I have to get them from Whole Foods.
Yeah, I
They
won't be
had
able to
them
get
at
them.
Trader Joe's. They had them at Trader Joe's in Nashville. Yeah, I don't shop at Publix, so I don't know if they have them at Publix or not. But they are so good, y'all. They're expensive for an
Yeah.
orange. You're gonna be like, Mandy, you want me to pay $2.40 per orange? Yes, I do. I do. They are easy to peel, which I'm a lazy human being,
Yeah.
and that is always a like a barrier to my enjoyment of a peeled citrus fruit. Is that if it's hard to peel, I'm out. These are very easy to peel,
I'm not sure where
and
I'm
they are
going to be able to find
delicious.
them. I might, maybe Aldi, maybe.
Yeah,
That's going to be
maybe.
my best
Maybe.
hope down here.
I'm just going to encourage y'all to seek out the sumo orange. It is worth the $2.40 that you will pay at the Whole Foods per
Okay.
orange. They are good. And it's, I mean, the way I stop myself from being stupid about it is I say it's $2.40.
Yeah.
Like, pay that for the orange. And
Yeah.
they're big. They are large
Yeah.
oranges. It's not like a little cutie. It's a
Yeah.
large orange.
Yeah. This week I'm gonna definitely do an Aldi trip because they have good cheese, and it's in Cordele, which is the closest thing I have to a city. So, I'm gonna try. I'll look for them. Thank you for that reminder.
The next thing, lemon trees. My lemon tree is blooming. If you do not have a citrus tree in your life, I would recommend that you get one. Whether that ever produces fruit or not, which mine, I think I've had it, like Chelsea gave it to me, and she's been dead for almost 8 years at this point. And I think
Really?
in that time, I've had maybe two lemons that actually look like limes. But the blooms smell divine. Divine. So I would recommend that you get a fruit tree. And it's really, listen, that one lives on my balcony across the street from the Gulf of Mexico. It froze while I was gone. I will typically bring it inside if it's going to freeze, but it froze while I was out of town and it's still blooming. So, I
Okay.
mean, they're pretty hardy. As long as you're not looking for fruit, they're pretty hardy. So get yourself a citrus tree of some sort and enjoy the blooms. Okay, and the last thing, you made me think of this, Katie, talking about what you got for Christmas. I didn't actually get these for Christmas. My sister just gave me some. Because that's what she does. She just gives me all her stuff. It's a shoe brand. She and our friend and dear listener, Elizabeth, also likes the shoe brand, and I had never heard of it. Beeks,
Okay.
BEEKS.
Googling now.
Now I have to double check, and I need to double check and make sure that's what it actually is. But they're just great. The shoes Julie gave me are, yeah, it's Beek. Maybe it's just Beek, no S. The shoes Julie gave me are just red leather flats. And they're super cute. Like everybody needs a little red shoe, right?
Yeah.
And they're great leather, very comfortable. A little pricey, but they have good sales. So, would recommend them. Beek shoes. And
Those are
that's all I can
very
manage. That's all
cute.
I can manage this weekend.
Very,
Yeah.
very cute, ma'am. They have
So.
boots, they have clogs, they have flats. Super cute. Thank you.
Yeah. So. Sure thing. Sure thing.
Well, what do
Okay.
you have
So
coming
there we
up?
have.
Just circling back. Are you circling back all week?
I'm circling back. I've just got to circle back. Choir practice starts again tomorrow.
Good.
I don't know if we're having church choir practice tonight or not. I guess I should find that out. I don't know. Listen, I'm still trying to get the new year started here,
Yeah.
y'all. It's been a I'm like a 16-year-old in a stick shift on the steepest hill in town. I'm trying to get it up the hill. It's not working. What about you, Katie? You have some exciting things happening.
Do. I really do. We this week several things are exciting at church. It's Baptism of the Lord Sunday, which means that we get to remember our baptisms. It's a beautiful time for you to think back and remember the grace that you were given.
I have never heard of this that I remember in my 50 years of attending the United Methodist Church in
It is
Watson, Wyoming.
not the most practiced Sunday, but I think it's a great way to start the new year to go back and think about the grace and love that we are given from the very beginning. And so we're doing that. No pressure. This is who's going to be, this is who I know is going to be in the pews on Sunday. The bishop, the district superintendent, the former dean of Candler, the former head of the global, not global, general board of missions for the United Methodist Church, and the conference lay leader. Those are just a smattering of people that are going to be there because we, St. Paul Chapel, are going to be chartering on Sunday. And so that means we are officially becoming a United Methodist congregation.
Yay.
And I'm so excited about it. And it is going to be a beautiful day. It is going to be a meaningful day. And I get to preach in front of all those people.
That's awesome.
Sure.
That's
No,
awesome.
I know what I'm supposed to say. It is given to me, and it is still weird that it is, but I'm excited for the message that I was given and the hope and the grace that it brings. So
Now, when you say that that message was given to you, do you mean that God gave you that message, or are you speaking literally they give
No.
you something to say and that's what? Okay, listen,
The Holy
I don't
Spirit.
get messages, Katie. I don't get messages like this. I
It
just
is
need to
so weird.
clarify exactly what we were talking about.
I don't talk about it a lot because it is weird and it sounds weird and it still sounds weird to me. But I can read a scripture, like go into the lectionary and read what the scripture is for that Sunday, and I know what I'm supposed to talk about. It's not like word for word, but like in my spirit, I know what I'm supposed to say. And
So
it
you
is
do at least have
weird.
a lectionary that
Yeah, I use the lectionary.
gives you a jumping off point.
Yes, it does. I use the lectionary. And last summer, I did a series on Methodist women. And I think this summer, I'm going to do Methodist scandalous women, maybe, or Methodist, I don't know. I'm going to deviate from it during the ordinary times, but it's I think a very well laid out for for Easter time and for Christmas and all those things. So I use that, but yeah.
Here's a fun fact that I learned on Facebook. You may have also seen it, except you haven't been scrolling. You said,
No, I have not. I've tried not to.
so the new preacher of my former home
Oh,
church, he posted he was invited to speak at the 12th night ceremony, which is when they turn off the courthouse lights in Moultrie. And so he had the night before he went to just walk around and get some inspiration. And he posted a picture of the plaque. It's not Moultrie, that's the Charleston Moultrie. It's the same guy that Moultrie's named after. I think it was Colquitt County, maybe, that was named for a Methodist preacher. And he just thought that the preacher at my old church, which is not a United Methodist church anymore, he thought that was real interesting that it was a Methodist preacher. And I would like a medal Because I kept my mouth shut and I did not make a comment.
Look at you.
It's a new
That's
year.
growth. It's growth.
Thank
Actually,
you.
I wish you
Please
had.
hold your applause.
I wish you had. If I had seen
Please.
it, I would have.
Please hold.
Look, I don't hate
Why
people.
does that matter
You're not Methodist.
to
I made a sniffing shit face. If you could have seen my face when Mandy was telling that story, I crinkled my nose and made a sniffing shit face. Yeah. So,
Methodist
yeah. And that particular pastor is the one that led the Methodists in this little town where I currently reside out of the United Methodist Church and into the
preacher.
Untied Methodist.
God, it makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Also, I took there used to be hanging there, Katie. I got a print for Christmas.
Oh, it's very
Y'all
pretty.
can't see, but Katie can see.
It's very pretty.
And I took down it used to hang there the old Moultrie First United Methodist Church print that I had used to hang there. It has been removed.
Because it
It
is
does
now
not bring me
untied.
joy anymore. Because it is no longer a United Methodist Church. Boy, I'm on a roll today.
May Frank McCall haunt their asses forever.
Forever. And
Forever
Biddle Hurdle.
and ever. Amen. Bill Hurdle's too nice. Frank McCall, do it.
Oh, boy.
Lord.
Well, Mercy is beginning to eat her feet over here.
Oh, good. Well, mine is
So
snoozing the
it's
whole time.
wet.
Oh, has snoozed the whole time. Mine's totally bored by the
Good.
whole thing.
Yep. Mercy will start barking at us at any minute, and then it won't stop. So.
Well, friends, it's good to be back with you. We have somewhat vowed to, post a little bit more on the interweb.
I'm talking to the dog, not you.
But
I knew that was
definitely start watching the Olympics. We're so excited. So here we come. It starts, well, it's already started, but it starts tonight with the big trial. So we'll see who the US gets. As Mercy is done. Mercy's done.
Mercy's
So we should
done.
be done.
She says, find your people. Love you. Bye.